You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Jesus said, "Children must never be overlooked or considered unimportant." In view of the way some children are treated today, we can be absolutely sure that Jesus is angered.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Jesus, merciful Redeemer, by your miraculous ministry of healing and forgiveness, you have shown your sincere and changeless love. Especially, O Lord, you spoke and demonstrated your love for little children. By thy power, make us mindful how important children are. Help us to show them love and to teach them forgiveness by our example. In the midst of the ever-increasing epidemic of self-centered and selfish living, convict us of our sin. Make our wrong actions and attitudes clear to us. By thy Holy Spirit, move our hearts to see our guilt and to truly repent. By thy grace, grant new and abundant measures of love to all who are listening today. Cause all parents, teachers, and civil leaders everywhere to fulfill their responsibilities in love and wisdom. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Child abuse, child battering, and mistreatment of infants is now so critical and so widespread that if there was a disease that affected this many people annually, you would call it an epidemic. This opinion was issued by Douglas Besharov, director of the National Center for Child Abuse and Neglect. Newspapers regularly carry accounts of children having cigarette burns all over their bodies, helpless infants who have been immersed in scalding water, children actually thrown out of apartment windows, babies admitted to hospitals with multiple skull fractures, and some with as many as 17 broken bones. These children, many of whom die each year, are the victims of parental violence and uncontrolled and sinful self-centeredness. As we focus the will of God on this great tragedy of our generation, let it be clearly understood that loving and firm discipline is not child abuse. The Holy Scriptures clearly admonish all parents to train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. But anything more than is necessary to give children firm discipline and loving direction is child abuse. Experts conservatively estimate that in the United States alone, at least 2 million children are abused each year. Many of the battered infants, as soon as they are discovered or reported, are so badly tortured they must be placed in intensive care units in an attempt to maintain even the most basic vital signs. Although it is easy to conclude that many parents who physically abuse their children are vicious, sadistic, and barbaric, experts claim this is not the case. According to the executive director for the prevention of child abuse, most guilty parents are not like that at all. These parents are actually fond of their children and love them. Many of the parents realize their sinful and destructive tendencies and would like help to overcome their abusive actions. If you have been abusing your children in any way, you may be feeling a deep sense of guilt. But whatever you do, don't let the devil convince you that your situation is either helpless or hopeless. By the power of God, your attitude toward your children can be changed. The Lord Jesus Christ, who disarmed the evil powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them by triumphing over them by the cross, is waiting with open arms to forgive you and to help you. His innocent blood shed on the cross of Calvary has the power to remove from your heart the negative feelings of vengeance toward your children, your feelings of irritation, self-centeredness, and ungodly impatience. Be totally assured that your sinful acts toward your children and all other sins were paid for by the sacrificial blood of the Savior as he lovingly gave up his life on the accursed tree. In spite of what you have done, God still loves you. And do you know how you can be sure that God loves you? The question is clearly answered in God's living word, 1 John chapter 3. Listen closely. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ has laid down his life for us. Oh, what manner of love the Savior has for you today. It is the same powerful and selfless love which moved Jesus to say of those who maliciously put him to death, "Father, forgive them." Your sins have been completely paid for. When you trust in God's gracious promise of mercy, you are totally forgiven. There are no conditions or strings attached. The love of God for you is the same love he spoke to his people through Jeremiah the prophet when he said, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." Now, lest anyone pass off the situation of child abuse too lightly, let it be publicly proclaimed that Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and on earth, has a special place in his heart for little children. Any abuse, mistreatment, or malicious belittling of one of the Savior's little ones will surely incur the wrath of the Almighty God. Jesus said, "See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." The warning of Jesus to all who abuse little children is indeed solemn. But before speaking that warning, Jesus pronounced an even more important warning to all who cause little children, or even people with a childlike faith, to stumble or doubt their faith. Jesus said, "But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." The warning of Jesus is clear. He expects adults to set an example in loving word and deed for children to follow. And so today, if you have abused or mistreated your children or anyone else's children, don't turn a deaf ear to the solemn words of the Lord. Listen to his warning and with a repentant heart, trust his word of grace and mercy as he says, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Jesus will not reject you for what you have done. When you turn to him in faith and repentance, he will forgive you. He will strengthen you and give you the power to control your feelings toward your children. It is indeed the will of the loving Savior that all who abuse his little ones should turn from their sin while there is still time. The Lord is indeed gracious and long-suffering. But don't put it off another moment. There will come a day when all who do not repent and turn from their wicked ways will be cast into the pits of hell. There will be no second chance. There will be no appeal to a higher court. May God the Holy Spirit, through the power of his grace, mercy, and love, move your heart to true and sincere repentance. As you seek the Lord's forgiveness and strength, do not permit the devil to drown you in a sea of guilt. Let there be no doubt in your heart of Jesus' love for you. Cast your eyes upon Jesus. See his pierced side for you. Contemplate the blood running down his face from the crown of thorns for you. Listen to the ugly echoes of those who jeered him. May your conscience be stilled and your heart be consoled by the inspired words of the prophet Isaiah, who said, "By his wounds you are healed." Jesus died for all people. By his death, he earned salvation for everyone, regardless of their race or economic background. All who turn to him receive his forgiveness. May I plead with you today, by faith, accept the gracious sin-atoning merits earned for you by the Savior through his innocent death. Receive the gift of forgiveness and the love of God by faith. God is not asking you to pay for the wrong things that you have done. Payment has already been made. Live with the absolute assurance that God loves you no matter how bad or how evil you have been. Cast all your troubles, confusion, guilt, and doubt upon Jesus. God will cleanse you, strengthen you, and establish a new relationship between you and your children. But no matter who you are, and no matter how old you are, 6, 16, 36, or 60, if you have been the innocent victim of child abuse, do not hate those who have mistreated you. Follow the example of your loving Savior, who has forgiven you all your sins, and you then forgive them. Studies indicate that those who themselves have been abused usually also abuse their own children. By the power that God promises you, if you have that temptation, break the habit or temptation to follow the pattern in your life. If you are now in your middle or sunset years, and as you examine your past life, you may realize you no longer have the simple, vibrant, childlike faith you once had. Even though you did not realize it was happening to you, someone may have caused you to stumble in your faith. In recent years, your mind may have become troubled and unsettled by the poisonous arguments and ideas of skeptics, scoffers, and unbelievers. While at one time you may have been an excited believer in Jesus Christ, this is no longer true today. As a consequence, you may even be wondering if there is anything at all one can really trust and believe in. Surely the devil has been working on you. May the psalmist's words that God truly exists rekindle your faith. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Not man, but God is the center of everything. And if they so stubbornly insist, let those who desire to believe in atheistic evolution hang pictures of their monkey ancestors in their living room. But as for you and your family, may you say with joy and confidence, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Think for only a moment of the wonderful body God has given you and your children. It is made up of so many complex systems that experts have a hard time categorizing and understanding them, much less creating them. When you cut your finger, scratch your arm, or scrape your knee, all you have to do is keep the wound clean. God, in his gracious providence, does all of the rest. In a short time, the wound is miraculously healed. God is not some absentee landlord who created the world and is now off gallivanting around in some other galaxy. God is present with you today. Child abuse is indeed a terrible sin, but we must always remember that child abuse occurs not only when children are physically attacked, battered, and tortured. Some of the more subtle and less obvious methods are considerably more devastating and permanently damaging. Permitting children to watch television shows given to violence and sex. not providing them with Christian discipline and Bible-based education, not taking them to church and Sunday school, are all ways in which parents withhold from their children what the loving Savior wants for them. How sad it is to see young people go to school only to have their simple faith undermined and even sometimes destroyed by malicious atheistic teachers. Theories of evolution are openly taught under the subtle disguise of scholarship at the expense of Bible-based accounts of God's wonderful acts of creation. Courses in contemporary religions frequently portray Jesus, who is God, as just another inept, well-intentioned, but misguided prophet. If you are a parent, don't waste your time complaining how teachers, television, and society in general are ruining the minds and lives of your children. God has given you the responsibility of raising your children in a firm, disciplined, forgiving, and loving manner. On the final day of judgment, you, not the teachers or television, will be held accountable. The Almighty God in His living word proclaims, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." By taking your children to Sunday school, by attending church yourself, by having family devotions, and by kneeling in prayer at the bedside of your children, you can teach and demonstrate the powerful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your loving words of forgiveness, undergirded by the example of a godly life, will do more than any other thing to produce God-fearing children. In a recent interview with the magazine U.S. News and World Report, Dr. Robert Coles, Pulitzer Prize-winning child psychiatrist from Harvard University, made some rather sobering and shocking comments about the incredible way children are being raised. Dr. Coles stated, "The emphasis today is on using psychology to cultivate the individuality and self-importance of a child. One sees that in home after home. Children are encouraged to look out for themselves and get what they can. Very little emphasis is put on pointing the child's eyes and ears and even heart and mind away from himself or herself and toward others." Dr. Coles continues, "Many parents are afraid to bring up their children on their own with their own convictions and their own moral faith. They are intimidated by all these experts who write books about child rearing and tell them what to do. This is partially because parents have abdicated a higher vision, whether it be religious or political, and they no longer believe really in a national purpose. Having turned away from both God and country, they are left with themselves, their own comforts." And finally, Dr. Coles concludes, "Children have become a source of almost idolatrous religious faith. This is quite a burden for children to bear. Parents forget that what children need perhaps more than anything else is discipline and a sense of commitment to something larger than themselves. And so today, those of you who are parents, don't abuse your children either through physical battering or torture, or by not being the parent the Lord expects you to be. Bring up your children in love and discipline. Teach them forgiveness, not only by your words, but also by your example. Make Jesus Christ the center of your home and all that you do. You may feel that you do not have the power to do this. You are correct. You may not have the power, but God does, and He will help you. Turn to Him in faith and repentance. Prayerfully ask God to help you. Instead of following the destructive ways of the world, in confident faith, firmly state with Joshua, 'As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.' God grant this to each one of you parents today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen."